You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org. There's an app for that. Time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, a simple game we like to play as often as we can with our listeners on Fridays, a way to kind of wrap up the week, but also to go back and review what's been on the program over the course of the last week here on Issues Etc. So we've brought together four soundbites for you to listen to. That's part one. You listen to the soundbites. Then, from those four, we want you to vote for one to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You may vote for it because you agree with it. You may vote for it because you intensely disagree with it. You may vote for it because it's something you've never heard before or something you want to hear again. Your reasons are your own, but we need you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We are coming to you live this Friday afternoon. It's February the 10th. We'll play our four soundbites, and then you vote. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. You can vote by sending us an email right here in the studio. Talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or a great way to vote is at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. The best vote this Friday will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at issuesetc and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Listen and get ready to vote. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pam Nielsen talking about Jesus' word to Jairus.
They've come to tell the father, give it up. She's dead. Jesus simply says, do not fear, only believe. As he does with us in his word that he speaks to us through our pastors as they preach, as he does through our baptism and the gifts that it brings, we're called to believe that that makes us a child of God through the body and blood that we take at the Lord's altar, the very body and blood of Jesus and the forgiveness of sins. Do not fear that you face death. Do not fear that your sins are great. Do not fear the troubles in your life. Do not fear. Only believe. Believe in me. Believe in the life that I've come to give. And that's what he does for us every week when we go to his house to hear the preaching, to receive his supper, to remember our baptism. Do not fear. Only believe. That's what our Lord has come for. He wants us to believe in him because he truly is the giver of life and the only one that can restore us walking dead ones because of our sin and make us alive forever.
That's soundbite number one, Pam Nielsen, Jesus' word to Jairus. If you think it ought to be soundbite of the week this week, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Dr. Lee Hagen. We were talking with him about churches, big, small, rural, urban, and in particular doing pastoral ministry in a rural setting. And he says the church's message doesn't change.
We preach Christ crucified. I mean, that's the message that should resonate from every pulpit in inner city New York or in rural Nebraska, to share Christ with God's people through word and sacrament, and that's the one thing that doesn't change. And that's what binds us together as a church body. That's the one thing that we pray that would continue to be the heart and center of our life together.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Lee Hagen on the church's message, big or small, rural or urban, 1-877-623-6943. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. The best vote gets the LPR bundle package. Here's soundbite number three, Molly Hemingway. We were talking with her about the Susan G. Komen for the Cure debacle that's unfolded over the last couple of weeks. And here's what she tells us we now know about Komen and Planned Parenthood.
A lot of people didn't know that they fund Planned Parenthood. Well, now you'd have to be living under a rock to not know that they're associated with Planned Parenthood. Likewise, there's a clarity about the way that people now understand that the media just are not even in any way trying to hide their affiliation with Planned Parenthood. There's just no way you can pretend that the media were not biased here. And I think people now have a better understanding that Planned Parenthood actually doesn't even perform any mammograms. So 330,000 abortions to maybe they claim 6,000 referrals for mammograms, but they don't actually provide the direct service of mammograms. Now, the whole PR campaign that the media tried to push was that Planned Parenthood is apolitical. That's a laugh. That's a total joke. And I think that having that reinforced so well by the Planned Parenthood forces themselves might make things a little bit more difficult for Planned Parenthood in the long run. So I think it'll be interesting to see what some of these effects are and whether people will want to affiliate with Planned Parenthood, knowing that it is the Hotel California of charities where you can check in, but you can never check out.
That's soundbite number three, 1-877-623-6943, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now get ready to vote. This break coming up is a great time to give us a call, 1-877-623-6933, 877-623-MYIE, with your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Here's soundbite number four. It comes from Pastor Kevin Golden, and he's explaining, as a bald man, why Jesus didn't come to abolish male pattern baldness.
My real issue is not that I have a skin disease that is causing me to go bald. You know, you look at my head and it's nice and shiny. I might need to put on a veil like Moses did when he came down from the mountain. That is not my real problem, that I'm going bald. My real problem is that I'm a sinner. And that's what Christ still grapples with on a daily basis for me. Coming to me with his word, delivering the forgiveness of my sin, feeding me with his body and blood, his grace always attending me by virtue of my baptism. You know, the greatest thing is what he's still doing today, and therefore it promises that the fullness is yet to come in everlasting life. There's going to be a time when this body of mine will be fully healed, no more death and decay within it, but rather there will be eternal life on the last day, all because of what he's doing for me even right now through his means of grace.
All right, that means it's time to vote. We've heard the four sound bites. Soundbite number one, Pam Nielsen on Jesus' word to Jairus. Soundbite number two, Dr. Lee Hagen on the church's message, big or small, rural or urban. Soundbite number three, Molly Hemingway on what we now know and cannot deny about Komen and Planned Parenthood. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Kevin Golden, on how Jesus didn't come to abolish male pattern baldness. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. We got a break coming up, and it's a great time to call and get your vote in, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email here in the studio with your vote. Remember to include your city and your state and the reason why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or leave that vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. We have our four sound bites for you to listen to. You've listened. Now it's time to vote. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at issuesetc or facebook.com/issuesetc. Remember, leave your city and state when you vote and the reason for your vote. It's always helpful to know where you're listening and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. When we come back, your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week.
Hi, this is Jonathan Collin from France.
Thanks to God's gift of the internet,
people are listening to Issues Etc. around the world.
First, I would like to say thank you very much for your program. It very much ministers to those of us who are outside the comforts and the luxuries of having a confessional Lutheran congregation nearby. Thank you very much for this great resource.
Listen to what you want, when you want, wherever you are. IssuesETC.org.
The Grace of God, the Church's Music, the Lord's Supper, every service every Sunday, and Wednesdays too, preaching Christ crucified and risen. There is hope in St. Louis, Hope Lutheran Church, that is, 5218 Neosho Street, St. Louis, Missouri, or find us on the web at hopelutheranstl.org.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
How does Jesus' incarnation provide us with a response to religious relativism? Find out in an article that I've written for the latest Issues Etc. journal. It's titled God in a Box, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send an email to journal@issuesetc.org. You can also read about Pastor Michael Schuerman's journey from moralistic therapeutic deism to the rock-solid theology of the Reformation. The online Issues Etc. journal, journal@issuesetc.org.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Playing Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. I'm Todd Wilkin. We are coming to you live this Friday afternoon, the 10th of February. Time to you for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Phone callers get top priority. 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. Leave your vote at our Facebook fan page. We get that in real time. Remember your city and state and the reason for your vote. Facebook.com/IssuesET. You can send it via Twitter at IssuesETC or our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. And we're giving away to the best voter the LPR bundle package. It's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Soundbite number one, Pam Nielsen. Jesus' word to Jairus and to us. Soundbite number two, Dr. Lee Hagen on the church's message, big or small, rural or urban. Soundbite number three, Molly Hemingway, what we now know and what no one can deny about Komen for the Cure and Planned Parenthood. And soundbite number four, Pastor Kevin Golden, Jesus didn't come to abolish male pattern baldness. Listening in Baldwin, Missouri, Jeff is on the line. Hi, Jeff.
Hi. I wanted to vote for number one, and although I thought all the statements were really good, and I regret that I wasn't able to hear them in their entirety this past week, but I liked what number one had to say.
Jeff, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Baldwin, Missouri. He votes for soundbite number one, Pam Nielsen, Jesus' word to Jairus and to us. Let's see what Scott in Illinois has to say.
Hi, Pastor. I'm voting for soundbite number three. Not only do we have a new clarity about the natures of Planned Parenthood and Susan G. Komen as organizations, but we have a renewed clarity now about who our friends really are.
Scott, thank you very much. Short and sweet and to the point. Thanks for listening in Illinois. In Kirkwood, Missouri, here's Andy. Hi, Andy.
Well, he's absolutely right, Todd, but I'm going to vote for number one because it's just applicable across the board. What are you afraid of? Turn to Jesus.
All right, good. Nice summary of the soundbite, too, and thanks for listening in Kirkwood. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at IssuesETC.org, Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Mike in Evansville, Indiana votes for soundbite number two, Dr. Lee Hagen. He says, the reason Christ crucified will always get my vote. That's a good reason for vote. voting. Here's a vote sent via the Issues Etc. comment line.
Hello, my name is Kurt Cochran from Norman, Oklahoma. My vote is for Molly Hemingway because of the incredible voice she's been this past week for hundreds of thousands of children who are unable to speak up for themselves against the bias in the mainstream media. And she's also inspired me to make a remix of Hotel California. And still those small voices are calling from far away, wake you up in the middle of the night just to hear them say, "Welcome to the Hotel Planned Parenthood, such a horrid place, such a corrupt place. They liven it up at the Hotel Planned Parenthood. What a nice surprise. Bring your alibis. Last thing I remember, SGK was running for the door. They had to find the political pressure back to the place they were before. Relax, said the wicked one. I am programmed to deceive. You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. I invite any musically inclined listener to record and sell this, but make sure proceeds don't benefit Planned Parenthood. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And thanks for the little remix there on the Issues Etc. comment line. Robin in Hermantown, Minnesota says, I vote for Pam Nielsen this week because of her reminder to us of Jesus' very simple words, do not fear, only believe. There seems to be no lack of things to worry about. From caring about my own dear children, ages 17 and 18, you'd think you wouldn't worry so much as they get older, but you do, to a government that is increasingly threatening our freedom of religion and speech, that is, health care and mandates that threaten the lives of the unborn, and attempt to intimidate those who obey God rather than man. And I benefit greatly from hearing again and again Jesus' words, do not fear, only believe. Pam also reminded us, says Robin in Hermantown, Minnesota, though not in the soundbite, that we are the walking dead ones because of our sins. That makes us realize that what can harm us from the outside is not greater than what dwells in me, that is, in my flesh daily, my own sin. The cure for all is the same Jesus, the giver of life, who makes us alive forever. Do not fear, only believe. Thank you very much, Robin. Thanks for listening in Minnesota. Matthew listens in New York. He says, I vote for soundbite number one because I'm comforted by this application. Do not fear, only believe. This application is nothing I need to do now. Rather, it is what God does for us. God strengthens my faith here through his word. I do not need to overcome the fear of death, my great sin, my troubles, because Jesus has for me. Thanks for listening in New York, Matthew. Jenna listens in Audubon, Minnesota. She says, they are all so good, as always, but I have to say, go Molly. That would be soundbite number three. She nails it, as always. Chris in Warsaw, Indiana says, vote for soundbite number three, also another one for Molly, for the reason of keeping this subject in the light that Planned Parenthood needs to be defunded. Marilyn in Wheaton, Illinois also has a vote. She says, I agree with Pastor Golden that our real problem is not baldness or leprosy, but sin. However, I'm going to vote for number one, Pam Nielsen, because there we hear that we do not need to be afraid of baldness, leprosy, or even of the real problem, sin. That's a great vote. Marilyn, thank you very much for listening in Wheaton. Adrian in St. Louis says, less fearing, more believing. I think that's a vote for Pam Nielsen. Benjamin in Indiana says, Mrs. Hemingway, Planned Parenthood is a joke. It is a political and capitalist monster, planning only how deep they can dip into your wallet. This is a big moment of clarity for many Christians, and I will also be waiting to see how Planned Parenthood comes out of this mess. Thanks for listening in Indiana, Benjamin. Paul says he's voting for Dr. Kevin Golden. He is a doctor, by the way. Sin is the only problem, and Jesus is the only answer. Smartest listeners in radio. That's a vote for soundbite number four. Michael in Maryland votes for Molly Hemingway, soundbite number three, what we know about Planned Parenthood, as this is an issue that we can never rest on. We should never rest until we abolish this abomination from our world. Thanks for listening in Maryland. Tommy votes for soundbite number three, for letting it be known the facts about Planned Parenthood. And Earl in Houston, Texas votes for soundbite number four, Kevin Golden, Jesus conquering sin and death and other things are just dressing. And that's a vote for soundbite number four. By the way, some of these votes have been sent via our Issues Etc. iPhone app or Android apps. They're new to our listeners, but our listeners are finding them very useful, especially those who've been listening on demand or finding that they can carry Issues Etc. with them anywhere they go, literally in the palm of their hand. They're free, they're very functional, and they're for both of the main platforms for your handheld device, whether it's an iPhone or an Android. You can find them at our website, issuesetc.org. They're right there on the homepage, or we have a special place under the Listen menu for you to download the Issues Etc. iPhone app or the Issues Etc. Android app and take Issues Etc. wherever you go. Karen in Wyoming says she's voting for Molly Hemingway. That would be soundbite number three, because everyone's true religion is exposed when under pressure. Very insightful, Karen. Thanks for listening in Wyoming. The winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week is soundbite number three, Molly Hemingway, what we now know and cannot deny about Komen and Planned Parenthood.
A lot of people didn't know that they fund Planned Parenthood. Well, now you'd have to be living under a rock to not know that they're associated with Planned Parenthood. Likewise, there's a clarity about the way that people now understand that the media just are not even in any way trying to hide their affiliation with Planned Parenthood. There's just no way you can pretend that the media were not biased here. And I think people now have a better understanding that Planned Parenthood actually doesn't even perform any mammograms. So 330,000 abortions to maybe they claim 6,000 referrals for mammograms, but they don't actually provide the direct service of mammograms. Now, the whole PR campaign that the media tried to push was that Planned Parenthood is apolitical. That's a laugh. That's a total joke. And I think that having that reinforced so well by the Planned Parenthood forces themselves might make things a little bit more difficult for Planned Parenthood in the long run. So I think it'll be interesting to see what some of these effects are and whether people will want to affiliate with Planned Parenthood, knowing that it is the Hotel California of charities where you can check in, but you can never check out.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week. According to your votes this week, Soundbite number three, Molly Hemingway, what we now know and cannot deny about Komen and Planned Parenthood, the winner this week, and the winner of the LPR bundle package this week. I think I'm going to give it to Kurt, who voted via the Issues Etc. comment line and his remix of Hotel California. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week this week, and thanks to everybody who listened all throughout this week. About $3,000 last year came into Issues Etc. from our listeners in the form of stocks, bonds, mutual funds. It's very simple to give these funds and these stocks to Issues Etc. All you need to do is give Craig a call, and here's his number, 618-223-8385. Ask for Craig if you have stocks, bonds, or mutual funds you'd like to give in support of the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. 618-223-8385. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll conclude our series on pastors and elders with Pastor Timothy Meck. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.